יפגעו בו מלאכי אלוקים. The angels of God hit him. In other words, the angels of God were amazed of Yaakov. What happened? Why were the angels amazed of Yaakov?
Because he passed 20 years with Laban and he kept all the mitzvahs.
And
he success in building Jewish home.
The Jewish home. When they saw Yaakov Avinu coming back
with the 12
with his 12 through the 12 tribes with the Jewish home he built, where?
In the lowest
place in the world, they were amazed. And this is to show us how important is the Jewish home. So this is the main mission of Yaakov Avinu. This is Vayetze Yaakov Mibe'er Sheva Vayelech Harana. This is when it all starts. And he doesn't know how. So he's got the dream of the ladder. And the ladder tells him, you have to connect earth with heaven. How do you connect it? You start from the beginning. You want to be successful? You start from the bottom. And you climb up. Step by step. It's like you have a lorry. You're moving your house. Can you take the whole lorry in one time up?
Why not? Put it in pieces.
First of all, it wouldn't go into the room.
That's right.
And then you couldn't cannot lift it.
Yeah.
So in other words, you have to have a few workers that will take piece by piece and take it up and up. That's the same thing. You cannot come in one go up there to heaven. You have to climb. Step by step. That's the way it works. So now, when Yaakov Avinu understands this, look how beautiful it gets. In Pasuk, in Perek Avtet, Pasuk Aleph, the first Pasuk of Perek Avtet. Vaisa Yaakov Raglav. What is Vaisa Yaakov Raglav? Vaisa is? What is Vaisa?
You're asking
me. Vaisa is he carried.
Lift up his legs. Vaisa Yaakov Raglav.
Chavtet is after Hamishi?
Sheni. Lifted his feet.
Yeah.
Lifted toward the land of the Easterners.
In other words, now when Yaakov understands what is his mission, Vaisa Yaakov Raglav. What is Raglaim?
Legs.
What is the legs? The lowest part of the body. And it is standing on earth. So now he understands this is my job. I'm lifting the physical part, the bottom part, up, and he goes to the mission. He understood what it's all about, which is very important. So now, in between, when he dreams the dream, God is promising him that he's going to keep him and he's going to multiply. And I'm going to be with you, and I will keep you, and I will bring you back to this place, and I won't leave you till I'll do what I promised. Yaakov wakes up. Vayikatz Yaakov mishnato. Vayomer achen yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh. He wakes up. He takes the stone that become those stones become one stone, and he puts it as a matzeva.
He put oil.
And put oil on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls this place Bet El. And then he makes a neder.
Yeah.
Vaidor Yaakov neder emor. Im yeh Elokim imadi. Ushmarani baderech hazeh asher anochi
olech.
When God is going to be with me and will keep me this way I'm going, and will give me, natan li, lechem leechol ubeged lilbosh, bread to eat, and clothes to wear. And why is he not asking for health? Why is he only asking for bread and clothes? What? You're not supposed to ask for more? Yes? We talked about it. Yes.
Last year you talked about it.
Yes, so what is he really saying? I see you listen very close, very good.
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Okay.
this is a problem with age.
He is asking for everything. Because he's asking, give me the health so I can eat. In other words, give me bread that I can eat. Because God can give you bread, but
you cannot eat.
Your health, yeah.
You're not healthy.
Health as well.
And also, beged lilbosh, give me clothes that I can wear. Not just clothes, because just clothes and I cannot wear them because I'm ill in bed won't help me.
That's right.
So that's what is very particular. Lechem le'echol, bread. He didn't ask for bread and clothes. He could say, lechem v'begadim, give me bread and clothes. No, it says, lechem le'echol, bread that I can eat, parnosa that I can use, and beged lilbosh, clothes that I can wear. Not I be ill in bed and cannot wear clothes.
So this came to less sure that you gave us?
That you ask for everything.
That you have to be very careful what you ask.
Of course.
Yeah.
And here is very particular.
How to ask?
Exactly. He's not asking a beged and lay, asking beged lilbosh, lechem, leechol. Okay.
Tired to you. And whatever you will give me, I shall repeatedly tithe it to you.
Give me miser. He's going to be grateful, he's going to be miser and everything. Right? And then we go now, when he is going on his way, by Isaiah Yaakov, as we said, and he's getting to a place where there is a well, and there are three herds sitting there, because they're all going to drink from this well. The point is, they don't do anything. They just lie around there doing nothing. So
suddenly comes Rachel.
All the elves are there, and then when everybody gets, they take the stone from the well, and they water the cattle. And then they put the stone back. So Yaakov is asking them, Achai, Ma'ainatem, where are you from? My brothers, where are you from? And here we learn also how to do a rebuke. When you want to tell somebody something, don't tell it as you on top of him or like a stranger. Tell it to him from love. So what is the Yaakov doing? He is bothered. He doesn't like what he sees. They are in the middle of the day sitting there doing nothing, instead of watering the cattle and go on with their work. But he's not approaching and asking them, why are you sitting here doing nothing? He said, brothers, where are you from? Like he's having a conversation with them. And why is he having the conversation? Brothers and thee, hi, what, and this. You know, do you know Lavan? Do you know this? And they answer him, Adem Lavan ben Nachor, yes, we know him, Adem Shalom lo, is in peace, yes, Shalom. And here is this Rachel, his daughter, coming with the cattle. And then, only then, he says, Vayomer en oda yom gadol, lo ete asef ha-mikne, ashku atzonu l'chu ra'u. It's still the middle of the day. What are you lazing? What are you still sitting here? Now, if you are the owners, also stupid, give the cattle drink, tzar ba'le chayim. And if you're workers, your shepherds that work for a boss, this is stealing.
Yeah.
You cannot just in the middle of the day just sit around. You have to go, give water, and go on to your job. Vayomru, to tell him, lo nuchal. We cannot. We cannot pick the stone. You don't understand. We need to wait for everybody to come, and then all of us together lift up the stone, and the cattle can drink. And look what happened now.
He
sees Rachel coming.
He took the stone by himself.
And he took the stone like it's nothing by himself.
But he's busy with stones.
And the question and the question is, what's going on here? If he's so concerned about the cattle, about the people, why didn't he pick up the stone before?
Yeah.
Why is he waiting for Rachel to come? To show off?
Yes.
Yes.
He's trying to impress her, you know.
Well,
where did he have the power to lift the stone?
Yes.
That
nobody
could do, only if all the shepherds will come together, and who knows how many they needed, because we see that those three couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So they needed much more. Because otherwise they could ask Yaakov, help us. So they need more than four. So this guy, Yaakov, suddenly picks up a stone.
He loved Rachel so much. He had a
show. He rolled his stone off the mouth of the well.
Romantic.
And this guy, 2 minutes ago, was concerned about Tzar Ba'ale Chaim and wider standing. Now, if he's such a tzaddik, he should have, and he's got the power to lift up the stone, why didn't he lift up before?
So,
in Tfilat HaGeshem or Tfilat HaTal, don't remember what it is, we say, Yichad Lev, Vegal Even Ma'al Pi Be'er. What is Yichad Lev? Yichad Lev is take your heart and make it one, like Yichad. Yichad Lev, it's like
unified.
Concentrate your heart, whatever it is, and take the stone of the well. Yichad Lev, Vegal Even Ma'al Pi Be'er. So who are we talking about?
Yaakov.
So what is Yichad Lev? So what happened here is, it didn't just take the stone, something happened. In between, he was talking with those people, till the moment he's picking up the stone. What happened?
He saw Rachel.
So what? If he hasn't got the power, you cannot do this. But
he's speaking to God, and suddenly God has given him strength, and it worked.
The thing is that here we learn a lesson, a big lesson about the power that is inside us. Each one of us got powers, but no, we don't. Sometimes, a lot of times, we don't even know the power we've got. In other words, somebody can do normal things. But sometimes he looks at something and says, this is not for me, I cannot do this. But we all know that sometimes in life you find very strange things happening. For example, if there is disaster and a building is collapsing, you find out that people are surviving 3 times from what it could be. Or this guy is covered with stones that are 3 times the weight of his body. Or 4 times the weight of his body. Normally he couldn't lift it, but suddenly he finds the power to lift it, to get out of there. Or, for example, you know those people who break stones with a hand.
Yeah.
It's real. It's not a game. They take real stones and they break them.
It's in their mind that they can do it.
In other words, they concentrate all the power they've got in this point. And you can do this if you concentrate. Not everybody can concentrate this way, but you learn. And when you get to this level of really taking all the power to this point. So when you hit the stone, it's not the hand hitting the stone. It's all your body hitting the stone. This is to show us the power that is inside us. This is a spiritual power that can become a physical power. And that's what happens to Yaakov when he sees Rachel. When he sees Rachel, he sees, this is the girl that with her I am going to build the Jewish home. So when he sees this, he is so concentrated in the mission that he finds the power to uplift this big stone like nothing. This is the power that somebody that is buried under ruins finds to lift up the ruin in order to get out. This is a power that each one of us got inside and he doesn't even know how to use it and that he's got it.
But how many children he had with Leah? Only one.
Two.
With Leah?
Two.
With Rachel.
Two.
Okay. But a Jewish... tribes, only one.
So
how
What?
No, one. No, two. Two.
Wow. No, a boy and a girl.
No, the other is a girl.
So
no.
No, Joseph and Binyamin.
Ah, Joseph and Binyamin. Okay, two. Okay, two. But two of 12 is not the, the Jewish... Leah contribute more than Rachel. So why he can say that he saw that with this girl I will build the Jewish...
Who did he want? Who did he want to marry? Leah or Rachel?
No. Rachel, of course.
That's the answer.
She was not mad about him.
Right now, who does
yeah,
is Leah?
I know.
Who
I know,
is
but,
he seeing now?
Yeah,
is he seeing Leah? No, he's seeing Rachel.
Okay, but later, when he
you
realized...
You don't care about later.
No, when he realized that she cannot get embarrassed...
No, the story was all different. He came to Laban, the father, said, I want Rachel.
Yeah.
And he replaced Rachel with Leah.
Yeah.
And okay. Leah gave birth...
Yeah.
To four children.
Yeah.
Then we have the
Bilah
and Zilpah. And then we have Rachel bringing Yosef, and
yes.
then Binyamin, and she dies while she brings Binyamin.
That's right.
In other words, it doesn't have to do it. That's not the right order. Leah got three children first.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to do with Rachel being... the favorite wife or the one you wanted
yeah,
to marry.
Yeah, but you say, that he had got the power because he say, with this girl I will build the Jewish nation. But he didn't
who
build
is
with
waiting
the,
for
with
all the children to come
Rachel.
Back? 1 minute. Who is waiting for all the children to come back?
Rachel.
Ah,
Mama Rachel.
Ah, okay.
Not
from,
Leah. Why not Leah?
Ah, from
what not
from,
Leah?
From the...
Yes. Why not Leah? Leah is the mother, not Rachel.
Why?
Because she was.
Because Rachel is Mama Rachel. Rachel is the mother. That's it. Won't help you.
So what
it's
you mean?
It's a spiritual thing, you know. It's not a story.
So
Leah,
what?
By the way, is
so
you... Leah is the inside. Rachel is the outside. On the Zohar, the Kabbalah by Kabbalah, Leah is the inside because everything was covered, and Leah is the outside. It says the Pnimiut and Chitzoniut. That's why the tribes and the crown is from the Nistar, from the covered one, from Leah.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
But you have Mashiach ben Yosef, and you have Mashiach ben David. Because again, you have this combination of the surface and the outside and the inside. Rachel is the outside, and Leah is the inside. So it's not a story about Leah and Rachel and Yaakov.
No, of course.
It's life. It's... Well, the acid that is inside it. So, because this whole story is strange. How did Leah agree to this monkey business? How did she agree? And by the way, one of the explanations says she didn't agree. Laban forced her. He took
Leah.
Her by force.
No, Rachel.
No.
Leah was forced.
We all think about
but
Rachel.
Leah was afraid to get
older.
Married with
so Leah. What?
She was the older
is
daughter.
Is Leah a tzaddikah or a Rachel? What,
no,
is Leah?
But,
what is Leah?
But
tzaddikah.
Would you get married this way?
No, of course.
No,
but
how did Leah expect it? How did Leah agree to this arrangement?
Before the foster, but she was the older sister, and then there's
but
her.
She
yeah,
but she
was
ashamed.
Ashamed not to get married
with
Esav. And then
this was the that's why she agreed to get married with.
She agreed.
So
with
I said one of the midrashim said he didn't agree. Lavan forced him.
Deceived her.
His skin vayikach. He took her. Because you have to understand, let's think from the point of view of Leah. Leah is not this evil girl that wants to steal the husband from her sister. Sorry to tell you, that's not the idea. And by the way, Rachel is telling Leah the secrets, and it's also the thing you have a deal. You deal here with two tzaddikot.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So how did Leah agree to this whole idea? Think about the feeling.
She was forced.
I was not chosen by Yaakov. I was forced into it. I am this, let's say, I'm not the loved one. I'm the just, you know, because he didn't have any option, so he took me. But it's also not true. Because Yaakov could say, this is a mistake. This is not the girl I wanted to marry, and I cancel the marriage, which he's allowed to do. Does he do it?
Of course.
No.
Why doesn't he do it? Because he knows I have to marry Leah also. He knows that he needs Leah and Rachel. He knows that God is inside the story. You know, that's exactly the idea. Now, why is Leah doing what she's doing? First of all, she's being forced. And secondly, she also knows that's my destiny.
And he knew in advance that he'll get married with four wives. He will have four wives.
Four children?
No, four wives.
Ah. Two mistresses.
He had two mistresses.
No, but...
They're not mistresses, they are his wives. Don't make
the best guys ever allowed more than one wife.
Of course, they're all his wife.
If not, they would not.
They were released the minute they got married to Yaakov. They were released, and they're exactly like Rachel and Leah. And you see, this is exactly the thing. You have to understand Rachel, Leah, Zilpah, they're all spiritual things.
Yes.
And each one of us got something inside that is telling us a story. But that's again, that's the deepness of the Torah. That's the idea. But anyway, what's going on here is Leah is being taken by her father instead of Rachel, and Yaakov in the morning finds out that it is Leah and not Rachel, and then he wants Rachel. And he tells him, no problem, walk 7 years for her and you can get her. Yeah. By the way, he takes Rachel right away. Then he works for 7 years.
That's right. Let me ask you a question. What is this story about the word that he has to say? Why do you have to have his word? When you get married you have to somebody tell you, listen, there is a secret word that you have to ask your bride.
I don't understand the question.
I don't understand.
When Yitzhak married with Rebecca, with Rivka,
yes.
He didn't ask her, do you have a secret word?
No, but this is in you.
So why in Laban there is this story with the secret word?
Because Yaakov knew that Laban will try maybe to put somebody else instead of Rachel. Mm. Doesn't have to be Leah. It could be a slave girl. It could be any other girl.
Ah.
So he told Rachel, I give you a sign. And then I know that it's you and not some other girl from the street.
Okay.
Because this guy, who knows what he's going to do? Now, when Rachel sees that Leah is involved, she doesn't want Leah to be ashamed. Like he's going to throw in the middle of the night from the bed. You think to yourself this situation. So she tells the secret to Leah.
Yeah. That's right.
Then when he finds out in the morning, he realizes, Yaakov is not stupid, he realizes what's going on here, and he realizes that that's my destiny. So he doesn't say, okay, Leah, go back home. I didn't marry you. I married Rachel. And he could say it. He says, no, it's okay, but I want Rachel. And that's why you say, why Rachel? Because Rachel was the outside. Rachel was the important part. From from the point of view of Yaakov, when he saw Rachel, this is the girl he wants to marry. He didn't see Leah. So he sees Rachel in front of him, so he lifts the stone like nothing, because this is the girl he's supposed to build the house of Israel with. And by the way, he's not mistaken. Because even though that Leah had more children, we are talking about Rachel Imenu and not Leah Imenu.
So why?
Which is also very strange. Yeah. Because as I said, Leah is high hidden. And Rachel is revealed. In other words, Leah is the inside and Rachel is the outside. That's why Leah is buried with Yaakov in the Marah and Rachel is outside waiting for the children to come back. And that's why Rachel mevaka al banea. What banea? Why is she crying on us? They are not her children, but they are their children. They are her children. And that's how she feels. And that's why we go to pray Rachel Imenu for children, for shidduch. We all go to Mama Rachel. We don't go to Leah. It's an interesting point.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't think about it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
And I read an interesting thing that Leah had the four children, and then Zilpa and
Bila
had other two and two.
Yes.
And then Leah was waiting. Then Rachel had one, and then Leah was waiting another, and she knew that he's a boy, and she didn't want.
She asked it to be a girl.
Yes, she asked because it could
Dina.
Be two. She wanted to Rachel to have two tribes. To
that she won't be less than the other.
The other two.
Yes.
And then she.
Okay.
Okay.
Change her. The sex of this.
Who's that?
Child.
There's a lot of things in the Bible. Hmm? Changing sex.
We have the whole story with Laban and his children. But we haven't got time to go through everything, so we just mentioned another interesting point. After Yosef is born, Yaakov comes to Laban and says, okay, you know, I've been here for many years, now I want to go home. So Laban tells him, ויאמר לבן, אם נא מצאתי חן בעיניך, ניחשתי ויברכני השם יגלך. If you like me, I guess. And I know that all the good I've got, God blessed me because of you. Mm. So Laban knows exactly that all the blessing is God is because of him. It means he's got, after a while, Yaakov sees that the face of the sons of Laban, the sons of Laban says, he got everything from our father and dad, as this, and then the face of Laban is changed. And the funny thing is that where were those children, those sons of Laban, in the beginning of the parsha?
They did not appear.
They were not there.
No.
They didn't exist.
Yeah.
In other words, when Yaakov sees Rachel coming to the well, it means that he's got no sons, because otherwise the sons would have come with her. Yeah. Then, he's not very rich also, because he's got one girl coming with the cattle that he's got.
Yeah.
So it's not a lot. And suddenly now he's got sons and herds and a lot. So why? Laban says by himself, I know that it's all because of you. And look how ungrateful are those people.
Mm.
Those two sons, that their whole existence is because of Yaakov, they talk against him. But that's the story of the Jews. What's written here is our story. We come to a place, it prospers, we bring good to the place, and then they start with us. It's like when you look around us, the whole world is crazy, killing each other. We want to protect ourselves, we are the murderers, we are the killers, we are occupying areas. We, small nation, that the only thing we want is peace, they're going to come to us, how dare you fight? How dare you protect yourself? We are the only one that allowed to fight, to kill you. That's what the son of Laban says. He took everything from our father. What do they mean, took everything? It says Laban was such a crooked guy that nobody could go with him because he knew how to deal with everybody. He lied everybody. He could manage not everything. And suddenly this Yaakov comes. Mm-hmm. And whatever Laban is doing, he's losing. So they are angry that he's using the methods of Laban against Laban. But who taught him all those things? Who did it before? Laban. But Yaakov is not allowed to protect his rights. Only Laban is allowed to lie, to cheat, to steal, to take. But when Yaakov tries to take what he deserves, he is the thief. He is the one who takes things that he doesn't own, that it's all their father. And that's the way the nation look at us. When we do something, says, how dare you use our tools? You should be depressed. You should be on the bottom. You should be tortured. You should be killed. How dare you protect yourself? That's the story of the Jewish nation. But, as we say, they can talk and they can do whatever they want. Yaakov is the one who wins at the end. And Yaakov is us, Am Yisrael. We are the one that are connecting earth with heaven on the ladder. We are the one who creating the angels. We are the one that have the power to stand against everything. We did it in the past, we're doing it now, and we go on doing it. We just hope that the end will come and we will get to the top of the ladder, to God up there, and the Geula will come. B'mehra bi'ameinu. Amen. 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 Amen.